Welcome, Markel.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping in. How things going?
I mean, they've been good. They've been good. Just finished working out and meeting, so.
Yeah.
So you're up to like 278?
Yeah, have you gotten any bigger since Saturday?
I'm like 75. You know, I'm still the same. Still the same.
Still the same, though, but you have gotten bigger since your college days.
Sir. The combine, I was, what, 255? And then coming up here last year, I was up to 260. And then after the Super Bowl, I was like at 265. Yeah. And I'm at 275 now. But, I mean, once camp starts, you know, we start running around and stuff like that, and our training switches, I'll probably drop down to 68, 65.
Okay. That range. Do you know where your ceiling is or have an idea? Or do you think you're at your heaviest right now?
To be able to move and to be able to do the things that my position calls for, I feel like, you know, that 75 would probably be the max. Okay. But, I mean, in college, though, I got up to 280. But, I mean, I was playing three techs, so that's a little different.
Right.
But I think for right now and the things that coach is asking me to do now, 75 would definitely be the max.
How comfortable are you in some of those things that I assume you're kind of in that tweener group, some mm-hmm. outside linebacker, yeah. some DN. How comfortable are you with everything that comes with that, whether it be pass rushing, setting the edge, dropping a little bit?
Coming into the draft last year, I kind of knew that was going to be my role, and so I worked on it a lot. So, I mean, I still have that foundation of the drops and those sort of things. So with the added weight, of course, I mean, it's not the same speed, but, I mean, the speed is still there, mm-hmm. and it's still there at that NFL elite level.
What are your expectations for yourself this year? Last year, the Patriots basically redshirted you.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the practice squad, and you got to watch Andre Carter come in, Mark Anderson come in, yeah. having never been here, and provide, I think, arguably a better pass rush than the Patriots had in the past. Now they're both gone. I mean, mm-hmm. Andre's not gone for good. He could come back, but Mark Anderson's gone.
Yeah.
There's a hole there to be filled.
For sure.
How do you look at that?
Well, I mean, me personally, whenever you start trying to compare yourself to other players, like, you lose focus on the things that are important, the things that you can handle every day on a daily basis. So, I mean, I'm not really trying to compare myself or trying to fill a void, I guess you could say. All I'm trying to do is come in today and get better. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or anything like that. So all I can do is come in every day, and hopefully the hard work that I put in the weight room and on the field will show yeah. on Sundays.
No pressure, but I know you said you don't want to compare yourself to other people. But when you were drafted last year, I talked to Coach Augustine, and he mentioned OCU Mignora in the same sentence as you. What do you think of that, about being compared to OCU Mignora?
Well, I mean, that's Coach Augustine's opinion, and I mean, he was a great coach for me in my collegiate career. I owe a lot of the things that I'm able to do now to him. But like I said, man, we all have different things that we're good at, and we all have different things that we need to work at. So all I can do is just come in and work on the things that I need to do to get better. And hopefully one day I could be that elite defensive end just like him.
You know, Markel, I know that you want to put this behind you because you're looking forward to a new season. But a lot of our listeners occasionally ask us what life is like on the practice squad. Mm-hmm. And you got a chance to spend the whole season there last year, which not a lot of guys around here do. I mean, there's a lot of guys coming and going. You stayed for the whole year. What is it like? What's the whole process like?
The one thing Bill kept beating into our heads, the practice squad players, is that you want to prepare like you're going to play on Sundays. Because, I mean, the worst thing you can do is not be prepared for whenever your number is called. So, I mean, you go through the daily operations. I mean, it's meetings, it's practice, it's film study. And, I mean, we still do our extra film study on our own just because we're professionals and they expect us to be ready. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same, except on Sundays we're not really out there. But, I mean, it's the same practice schedule. It's the same workout schedule. I mean, it's the same thing.
How often, as a practice squad player, do you get up to, you know, do you get to go against, you know, a Matt Light mm-hmm. or something like that? How often did you get to test yourself against the yeah. Patriots?
Well, I mean, that was our job of the practice squad, to get the guys ready. So, I mean, I'm going up against Matt Light and Sebastian, well, he went there last year, but Nate and those guys every rep. So, I mean, I'm able to see just from day one how much I've gotten better to the end of the season just because of the competition that I'm going up against every day.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's practice, but these guys are some of the best at what they do. So going up against Matt Light every day obviously would help me in my career.
Who did you get to play last year that maybe you took something from in terms of, you know, an opponent?
Well, my job, like you said, was the whole tweener thing. So, I mean, I did a lot of DeMarcus Ware, a lot of Tuck. Who else? Just those three, four outside linebackers, those defensive ends kind of thing. So, I mean, really, just watching how they operate tackles and how they set up tackles and how a rush at the beginning of the game might be something to set up a tackle towards the end of the game. So, basically, just how the game within the game was pretty much what I picked up from those guys.
When you were in those roles, and one of the questions we had, and I think everybody had, is coming from a lower level of football in college.
Mm-hmm.
you know, how long was it going to take before you could compete at an NFL level? Could you compete at an NFL level? Going against Matt Light and being next to Andre Carter and some of these guys, did you realize last year, I can compete at this level? I'm good enough to compete here.
Well, I mean, being a man and being since the competitor that I am, I'm never going to say that I can't compete at some level. I'm never going to say I can't do something. But obviously coming here, I seen there was a lot of stuff that I needed to work on to where I could actually like, compete at that level and feel comfortable with myself and feel like I'm putting out my best foot. So after I put in enough work and was on the practice squad for a while and I like, got the whole swing of things, the whole operations of the practice tempo and just things like that, I could see it a lot. Like, I mean, I seen my skills improving on a daily basis, and I seen the leaps and bounds that I was gaining on my game.
So are you going to be rocking the four-point stance this year?
That's something I've done since I was like in high school. So, yeah, most likely. Most likely.
Okay. Because you don't see too many guys doing
no.
that.
No. Yeah.
It's a little old school.
A little bit.
You would like it, Andy. You're a little old school guy.
I love old school football. Are you a suck-up or are you a real Red Sox fan? You got a Red Sox
fan. I'm rocking a hat because I've never seen one of the great ones. So that's honestly the only reason why I got
it. So it's a fashion thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
It doesn't hurt, though, if fans see it, they think you're a Red Sox fan.
I mean, hey, if that's what they want to go with.
You mentioned last week I talked to you at camp that your sister was moving up.
She's doing the whole back and forth thing. Yep. I'm looking up some facts right now about it. But she just enrolled in Wright College in Tulsa.
Okay.
We moved her into an apartment last week, so she's able to move on her own now. So she's getting back to where she was 2 years ago before the whole lupus came down.
I was going to say, we should let everybody know, your sister was diagnosed with lupus.
Yeah.
She's a year younger than you.
Yeah, she's 21.
She's 21, and you had talked about her spending some time up here maybe would open up, you know, some specialists that aren't available back in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that was the whole key in why she's getting so much better. Whenever I left, like, she was having to use a wheelchair, she's having to use a walker and things of that sort. But now that I'm up here, she has her own lupus doctor up here, her own kidney doctor, and her own dermatologist up here. So, I mean, just the whole team that she has is a lot better than what it was back home, just because lupus is such an exotic disease. It's not really well known back in Oklahoma, so just the specialists weren't really how they are up here. So she's getting better doctors, she's getting better treatments and better medication, and it's obviously paying off for her.
And that must be a weight off your mind, you know, like, you know, that helps you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, because being the big brother, man, I'm always worried about my two little sisters, and just having the peace of mind to know that she's doing better and things are really turning around for her, that helps me to work. Really.
Talk a little bit about, I know you mentioned it last week, and just how much you've learned from her and kind of the inspiration that she's been to you. I know you said lupus probably would have been the end of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a crippling disease. I mean, really, people don't realize how crippling it is. It kills more women than breast cancer. With African Americans, it's, what, 2 out of 3 people? So, I mean, there's a lot of stats that people don't really know about disease because, like I said, it's so exotic. So just from that, how it attacks your body, just seeing her and just seeing how active she was before, like, I mean, she was a big basketball player, softball, and then just seeing how disabled she was after, and then just seeing how she handled it all. Like I said in my previous interviews, that she just took everything with a smile, she stayed in her faith, and she stayed positive. And, I mean, that helped me out, that helped my mom out, that helped the whole family, because, I mean, if she's happy and she's fighting, I mean, that's going to make us fight harder too.
Okay, so back to you in football. If I were going to make a bet this year, how many sacks you're going to have?
Oh, man.
What should I set the number at? 4, 6? Man. We shooting high here, maybe 8?
18.
18. Yeah, Osu Umenyora. Where should I set? What's the over-under on that number? 5? Is that a fair number?
I mean, if you're a betting man, I would say that.
5, and I'll take the over? I got faith in you. I'm not
a betting man, so I really don't. We start talking about wages and things like that, I kind of start to shy away a little
good.
Bit. But
keep it that way.
Yeah, the league doesn't really
As we're looking at the Saints up there. We'll stay away from that.
Just collect your paycheck and nothing else. Other than that, leave money to.
Markel, what else are you into besides football? You know, and taking care of your sister. Uh-huh. What else are you into?
Well, man, I'm a big MMA fan. I love watching martial arts. I'm a big video gamer. But being up here, you really don't have a lot of time. I mean, you get home at around 7 on our normal work day. So, I mean, after that, you only have a couple hours left. So all you can do, you know, get on the video game a little bit. You might hang out with some of your
favorite
boys.
Favorite video game?
Right now, God of War 3 or Call of Duty, of course.
Xbox?
Yeah. No, PS3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he just poo-pooed you. No.
Yeah, really? Okay. He's the Blu-ray player. So, like, I'm a big movie guy, too, so.
John Bones Jones? You heard of him?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
That's my man Chandler's.
I know. You know, you just got scoffed at twice in the span of 10 seconds.
I don't mind.
My bad.
That's okay.
So you're already talking to Chandler. Can you get me to a fight? Get me good tickets up front?
Actually, you say that today. I was kind of thinking that during workout. So I'm this Ricky has to hook me up.
That's right.
Once or twice.
Know your role, Ricky. Get me tickets.
He's like doing I'm going to get me some tickets from Chandler.
Because I believe he was. I think he was front row in, I think it was in Atlanta, the last fight they had.
The Rashad fight,
and he got front row tickets with his other brother, so you should just tag along, kind of join
just,
his group.
Just ride around, just hop in.
I'm sure he'd help you out.
For sure.
Because you're the veteran, he's the rookie, he's supposed
Plus,
to
Plus, you're going
to
have six sacks or more this year, so.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I think it was five.
I took the over, so that's at least six. I mean, 5 points.
Five and a half.
All right, well,
you'll be happy with that, right? If I win that bet and you have six sacks, you'll be
Of course, of course.
If you do get it, you have to come back on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay?
Well, you can come back anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so.
But no, but you have to.
Open invitation.
Yeah, I hope it's open.
All right, Markel, thank you so much for stopping in. I know you're busy. You got the rest of the day ahead of you, and I'm sure the Patriots keep you busy.
For sure.
This time of year. So good luck this season.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Markel Carter on PFW in Progress. We'll be right back after this.